Hello, guys!
Hello.
Hi, guys! I am Prince.
I am Celestia. I'm Todd of Drag. I am Prince.
I'm Jackie.
And welcome to...
Sleep Mode, do the math.
Yes.
A podcast that talks about the colorful stories in the climate movement.
Correct.
First
nothing but podcast. But Barbified. Tama, this is our first podcast at baka last na. Sure.
Yeah, so welcome sa lahat ng ating tagapakinig and
belated Happy Pride Happy Month Pride. Para sa ating mga Swiss words.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Every day is Pride, diba?
Tama.
By the way, we are Climate Tracker Fellows. We are a group of content creators, journalists, storytellers, and artists who highlight climate stories in the Philippines.
Tumpak! And this is the culmination of months of creativity, ideas, friendship, sisterhood for us, and community kineme. And we're blessed to gain insights from our beautiful us, from us. At mukhang time na. Mars, mukhang time na, guys.
Correct. I think it's time for our first segment entitled...
Correct.
At anong kwentong klima mo?
This is about really introducing ourselves and why we advocated for the climate. So, hello, guys. I am Prince. So, I am a NGO worker. That is focused on addressing criminalization and human rights violations against indigenous people. So, I also work with UN dun sa Human Rights 75 campaign nila and with non-profit organizations for the sustainable and renewable energy advocacy work. So, ano ba? Siguro for me, I started with my climate activism when I became an advocate for indigenous people's rights. So if anyone knows, 80% of the biodiversity that we have globally is protected and preserved by indigenous peoples. So at the same time, since yung areas kung saan nagre-reside yung mga indigenous peoples, very resource-rich siya, right? So ang... yung indigenous people, sila yung victims ng government and also ng businesses para makuha o makamkam yung lupa, right? So, itong degradation of the forest and environment, tapos yung mga raw materials na ine-exhaust ng mga multinational corporations and even ng mga developed states, these are yung mga multinational corporations sa mga developed states, sila yung pinaka ano talagang contributors of the climate crisis. So when we protect the forest, when we protect the human rights of indigenous peoples and the human rights of the people generally, we are climate activists as well because we're trying to mitigate the crisis. Tama ba?
Slight lang. Pero correct ka dyan, sis. Actually, ang laki ng contributions ng IPs when it comes to the preservation ng environment and all. Sige, I think yung next na magpapakilala is si Jackie.
Okay, hindi na ako lag ngayon. Marinig ba ako?
Yes!
Marinig ba ako? Okay, so I'm Jackie. Anong kwentong klima mo? So, magkasama kami ni Pran sa Youth for Climate Hope.
Wow!
Oo. So, at first, hesitant ako mag-join sa climate movement. Kaso, hindi talaga maiwasan na yung reality natin is that we bear the brunt of the climate crisis, especially na babae tayo tapos queer. Malaking epekto yan sa atin yung kasi the climate crisis is also a patriarchal hindi crisis a patriarchal caused by the patriarchy din. So ayun, I don't know if marami ako masasabi kasi ang lag nyo sa akin right now.
Yeah.
Actually, okay lang.
That, I agree with it, actually. Diba? Kasi the leaders mostly are men, diba?
Yeah.
And really, the victims are women. Yung mga mothers, yung mga workers, ang factory ng women.
Tama.
True ka
so, dyan. Ayun. And hindi naman maiwasan na ganito yung reality na yun. Maraming tao na alam yon na ito yung reality natin, climate crisis, kaso hindi sila aware enough about sa mga such real culprit ng climate crisis, kaya scattered tayo. So it's really important na makikisaw-saw tayo sa community.
Yes.
Ay, true.
Ang ganda nung rinis mo ng intersectionality of women and the climate crisis. That's something that really needs to be talked about. Ikaw naman, Madam Celestia.
Okay, I think nape-pressure na ako.
Wow!
Sino ka, te? My government name is Franz Fejidero. Ano yung kwentong klima ko? Well, actually, we belong to the same org, no? Kaming dalawa ni Jackie. We come from Youth for Climate Hope. And I think yung dala ko dito sa climate tracker is the intersectionality of the climate crisis and
queer
gender in general. So, but specifically focused sa LGBTQIA+ community and also the intersectionality of the climate crisis sa public health. So,
wow.
As we know, diba, wala tayong rights, be, kahit na may pride tayo. Wala tayong soji pill. Pasan nyo na yan, Diyos ko. But anyway, knowing na we're part of the oppressed sa ano, we're the oppressed community. One of the oppressed communities. Like, the LGBT LGBTQIA.
Marginalized.
Very oppressed, very marginalized. It's part of the global south. Diba? Ang dami na tayong problema, te. We are experiencing are the consequences of the climate crisis. It is much worse.
Exacerbated,
exacerbated siya ng different happenings, tsaka ng oppression din ng patriarchy, caused by the patriarchy. So ayun, yan yung hugot ko te.
And I think maganda yon na you raised yung dun sa Global South. Kasi really, di ba yung pinaka-resource rich naman talaga yung Global South eh. But then again, we have to remember na yung nagkakamkam ng ating mga resources, these are the countries that contribute nga the most environmentally destructive and greenhouse gases, no? Na tayo yung pinaka-victims noon, yung Global South. Tayo yung nakaka-experience ng harshest, like typhoons, droughts, etc., etc. And yung nabanggit mo nga about queer folks, yung space ng queer folks in the table na to discuss the climate issues that they experience. Diba? Kasi more often than not, you know, the queers are always there pushing for people's rights because we know that we are very oppressed, right? But at the same time, tayo yung pinaka hindi pinapakinggan just because we are queer and we're proud of it.
Yeah, it also connected din sa issue sa women, di ba, Jackie? Because like, it's parang it's almost the same.
Yeah, but queer and women, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sige, how about siguro our second part, parang gender.
Let's look back.
Ano okay yung inu-look back?
What's your favorite climate tracker experience naman? And what's your takeaway? Pero before that, parang what made you join? Tapos, yun na. Made you join? Ano yung project nyo? What's your favorite experience? Ganon.
Sige, ako na mauna. So, nag-start to kami ni friends. Ay, hindi, nene. Kasi yung friend namin, si Krishna, nag-send siya sa GC link ng registration. Tapos sabi niya, uy, join kayo, magandang experience to, ganun. Tapos wala masyado, that time, marami ng involvement yung other members namin. So sabi ko kay Franz, hala, try natin to. Tapos, masyadong hesitant pa kami kasi, hala, baka mga kasama natin, mga professionals na. Tapos tayo, students pa lang. Tapos ayun. So, pero we still, took the shot kasi, Youth for Climate Hope na to, EMS.
Wow.
Tapos yung favorite memory ko, syempre, yung favorite memory siguro, syempre sa boot camp. Kasi maganda, doon tayo nakapag-bonding.
Yeah,
alam ko, agree dito si Franz na favorite memory ko yun.
Okay.
Yes. So, yung soup nila, tsaka yung mga dessert, hindi ako makaget over.
True, actually.
Oh my God.
Pero anong project na pinupost mo nun, Jack?
Same pa rin. Eco-feminist pa rin na concept. Kaso more on siya sa illustrations. Tapos ginawa na lang na video. Mas maganda siya pag video.
Okay. Ikaw naman, Franz.
Uy, ba't pina-Franz niyo ako? I'm in drag.
Oh my God.
Celestia.
Celestia, I'm really sorry.
Okay lang. Sarahat. Ang daming M eh. Wait lang. Nag-iisip ako. What made me join? Kasi sabi ni Jackie, samahan ko daw siya. Pero, pero same experience lang din sa GC. Nag-send sila ng registration link and then sabi namin, sasali ba tayo? Kasi I'm also currently part of another climate-related program. Sabi ko,
kaya.
And also, I was like, wait, di naman ako journalist. Pero I have
kasi
idea.
Akala natin more on writing siya, di ba?
Yeah.
Ganda pala, more of ganda.
Actually,
correct.
Yan yung mga ambag natin. What made me join was, syempre, of course, to capacitate ourselves then with more learnings and para makagive back then sa community through learnings. And to also teach other people our learnings. 3 times ko na nasabi yung learnings. Pero wala na akong other. Yeah, to teach it to our community as well. And what's my greatest takeaway? Ay, wait lang. What's my favorite part pala? Aside from the food. Siguro yung aside from the food and the friendship, no? I think yung pinakamagandang part talaga was that it didn't really focus much on the technicalities of things. It did not just focus on technicalities of things, sorry. But it really also focused on the art of content creation and the art of creating stories and then spreading education about the climate crisis. Like, that's so, parang nakaka-amaze lang. Kasi ito pala yung ginagawa ng mga content creators para mag-boom. So like, why not make it, why not use it to our advantage, diba? And what's my takeaway? Marami kang magagawa aside from what you're doing right now. You can really use social media as your tool to educate other people when it comes to the climate crisis. Kasi parang, if yan lang yung yan yung kaya mong gawin, malaki na yung impact na maibibigay nun sa community. So yan lang. Ikaw naman, Prince.
Agree. Siguro for me, I joined kasi naka-receive kami ng email from Oxfam Philippines actually for the sign-up. Tapos I actually invited my staff to attend. So nag-sign up kami. Ako nag-sign up ako. Ewan ko sa kanila, but I told them no. Eventually, nakapasok ako, surprisingly. I didn't expect it. Tapos, when I entered, parang I wanted to really focus on indigenous peoples. Kasi, aside from the fact that it's really my advocacy, parang yung climate discussion or climate crisis discussion, yung pinaka yung biggest protectors of the land, and also those that experience the harshest or adverse impacts of the climate crisis, yung indigenous peoples.
True.
Parang na-erase sila dun sa narrative. So yeah. I wanted to really highlight them. So mas focused yung akin writing eh, kasi wala akong ibang skills apart from that. O sige naman guys, ito naman siguro yung para sa iyo. Ito naman yung mensahe natin dun sa mga listeners natin who might want to start advocating for the climate.
Yeah.
Sige, ako na mauna bago ako mag-lag.
Ah, sige.
Yung sa akin is ano, same sa sinabi ko kanina na makisawsaw ka sa community mo if curious ka sa ano, sa advocacy ng climate, kasi iba yung naka-learn ka sa online kaysa sa grassroots talaga or just literally just out there, literally just talk to people na alam mong ano, marami ding alam sa climate, kasi we all know na the climate is hard science naman, and tsaka hindi siya pinapresent directly sa atin sa mga schools or education or even sa mainstream media. Kaya it's really important na kahit you start by curating what you see or what you consume or who you talk to, kasi ano, ganon, like what I said, this is the reality. And marami ka talagang makukuha if you go out there.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, sa akin eh, that's one of the things that I wanted to share, na parang yung communities kasi is really the heart, no? Parang you'll never know the adverse impacts of the climate crisis if you don't go to the communities and you see the farmers na antindi ng droughts, wala silang matanim, or napamatay yung mga ano nila, yung mga tanim nila, hindi sila makapag-harvest, or kahit yung mga namamatay na isda, or matinding heat waves na na-experience ng mga fisher folks.
True.
Yung mga ganyan, yung mudslides sa mga mountainous areas kung saan naninirahan yung indigenous peoples, will never really complete understand the climate crisis, not unless we really integrate with the marginalized groups. Pero I think siguro sa basic level, just be curious, like ask questions. Like if kunyari nainitan ka, ba't ang init? Alam mo yon, we can start with that. Doesn't have to be na super, kasi we have different wavelengths eh. Hindi naman lahat ano agad like us na talagang Gina G sa lahat eh. Go na kung kahit saan
mapuntahin.
Kahit saan itapon eh. No? Some other people are
somewhat
conservative. So, ask questions talaga. And you have to understand, true, guys, na, you know, these impacts, it will impact us in the long run. Maybe we won't,
true,
have a future left, diba? So,
tsaka,
you have, go, Jackie.
Oo. Tsaka din na, hindi lahat ng mga tragedies ng climate crisis hindi na do-document, walang media coverage. Kaya
yes,
din, andito tayo sa climate tracker, di ba?
Yes. To at least give emphasis ba dun sa mga ground news or ground updates na hindi na napoprovide sa mainstream. Go naman, Brands, as a pretty girl.
I think siguro to our listeners out there,
yes,
there's a space for you in the movement. There's a space for you if you want to start caring for the climate and if you want to start taking action. And also, your contribution, no matter how big or small, it would really matter and it would really be beneficial for the whole movement sa climate action. And going back sa hugot ko, no, when it comes to gendered struggles and the climate crisis, as you notice, I'm in drag, and
yes,
it's one of the ways where I can talk about the climate crisis in a creative way. So your contribution does not necessarily have to be on the streets. You don't really have to be on the legislative aspects. You could always look for other ways, like post ka ng video sa TikTok habang nagdadrag, pwede ka ding gumawa ng kanta or like poems and everything. But at the end of the day, it would really all matter. And walang sayang sa mga ginawa mo. Yan lang.
Correct talaga si Barbie natin.
Yeah, honestly. So yun lang naman guys yung gusto namin i-share.
And if you wanna learn more about Climate Tracker and what we do, you may visit Climate Tracker's website, climatetracker.asia. And you may visit the Facebook page of Climate Tracker to also check out our projects. Diba? Pinaghirapan namin yun ni Prince tsaka ni Jackie.
True!
So panoorin nyo na CS. Anyway,
true.
Once again, this is Celestia, also known as Prince, out of drag.
This is Jackie.
This is Prince.
And this is Climax.
Climax to the max.
To the max. Yay!
Yes!